Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Mastin Kip Podcast. I'm your host, Mastin Kip, and I am the creator of Functional Life Coaching, where we discover the root cause emotional blocks that are holding you back from success. And I'm also the creator of Trauma Hacking, helping you turning your nervous system into your ally, and the best-selling author of the book Claim Your Power, and also a trauma survivor advocate. And this podcast is from my heart to yours. I'm going to share with you all kinds of different things, different coaching experiences that I've had with people, different parts of my life, maybe an excerpt from a seminar, different interviews with friends and thought leaders, all about how to get unstuck, how to hack your nervous system, how to turn your nervous system into your ally and really get the edge so that you can really live your dreams, live your purpose, and most importantly, pay it forward. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. One favor I have for you is this. If you love this podcast, remember to subscribe to it. And if you feel called, please feel free to leave a review, because reviews really matter. It helps us spread the word and helps other people really discover this podcast. So if this was valuable to you, please feel free to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. And if there's anything in this episode or any episode that really strikes you as an aha moment, shoot us an email to hello@mastinkip.com. Tell us which episode it was and about what time the breakthrough was in the episode, so that we can really know, because I'd love to hear from you what your aha moments are. I love hearing that, and my team loves hearing that too. So without any further ado, please enjoy this episode of the Mastin Kip Podcast. So I told you when I first came out here that I'm going to have to change the way that you think about learning. You have to see it differently. And that might sound a little crazy, because all of us, and by all of us, I mean anyone who was raised and taught in a Western society, learned more or less the same. And we got to unlearn what you've learned. Like Yoda, it is. And so today what I'm going to do is, if I do my job right, I'm going to kill perfectionism. Hopefully, if I do my job right. I'm going to start with this quote. It says, "Looks like the thing that separates out the capable students from the really successful ones is not so much their knowledge." Now, what's the difference between capable and success? Successful. What do you guys think? Capable is like, I could probably do that. Maybe I have a capability to do that. If I have a capability to do something, that means what? What do you think? That I could probably fulfill a task. Successful to me is a whole other league. Could you be capable of success but not experience success? Absolutely. Everyone in this room is capable. Is that true? Yeah. 100%. So would you like to graduate from capable to successful? Yes. Just these people here. How about you guys over there? Yes? So persistence at something. Not a degree. Persistence. Not a certification. Persistence. Now, I'm not suggesting that if your dream is to be an open heart surgeon, you walk into the closest hospital, announce yourself, and work on somebody without ever having gone to school. You just walk right in. "Excuse me, I got this, doctor. Do you concur?" Right? And this is Eric Schmidt, Google chairman. Google. Anyone ever heard of Google before? Google does not care if you have a degree. They don't care. They don't care. Do they care? No. And do you think they're the only company that doesn't care? I don't care. I hire people without degrees. I have a college dropout. Excuse me, I am a college dropout, and I hire people with PhDs. Isn't there irony in that? Come on now. Now, I'm not against PhDs. If you have one, that's awesome. My father has one. He calls it piled higher and deeper. Right? So this is the world that you're in, and you may or may not know it. And I want you to see that clearly. Who sees this? Let me see by show of hands. So with this is our promise.
I'm going to teach you how to be financially secure during the gap. The gap is that time between when you're a soul-sucking job and this magical moment where you have a business. How do I pay for the gap, Mastin? Like, I know right now I'm in this soul-sucking job, and I know over here is a place I want to be, but this middle part, how do I pay for that middle part? Or maybe you're doing one-on-one work and you want to graduate to something larger. How do you pay for the gap? Everyone has a gap between where they are and where they want to be financially. So if you're worried about that, don't worry. We got you. We do it all the time. All right? And we're going to teach you how to create success in the age of AI and the bot. Artificial intelligence is going to replace almost every job in the next 15 years. And what people don't know is this. And here's why you are set up for success. You're set up for success because in the next 20 years, there will be an existential crisis like the world has never seen before. Because with all the jobs being replaced by artificial intelligence, what the fuck are people going to do with their lives? They need to be repurposed, don't they? They need compassion. They need empathy. They need love and connection. Bots can't give that yet. Yet. One day they will. But in the world of artificial intelligence and the bot, we can teach you how to use bots to make more money, which we're doing, but also how to beat it. Because if you're like, okay, my job is to drive, you know what? I'm going to kill the taxi industry and be an Uber driver. How long were the taxis around? Decades. How long will Uber drivers be around? A couple more years? Anyone notice something interesting about the time span of an Uber driver versus a taxi driver? Was it longer or shorter to be a taxi driver? Longer. Uber drivers are already upset with artificial intelligence coming out. And I'm like, how do you think the taxi drivers felt? Right? So if you're in a task-based business, you're in the right room because you will be replaced by the bot shortly if you haven't already. They're already firing analysts at top financial institutions because AI can do it better. Artificial intelligence is already making better diagnosis on x-rays than doctors. In the next 5 to 10 years, if companies don't have artificial intelligence assisting them, they will not be seen as credible. That might sound nuts, but things are changing so quickly today that you have no idea how fast things are changing. You have no idea. And so people are scared. What am I going to do for a job? Guess what? You are in the right room because if you have caring, compassion, and empathy, those are the soft skills of the future that people need. You can't, there's no empathy algorithm right now. Maybe in 50 years. But I think you can make a significant dent in your finances in the next 50 years. So if you're worried about that, don't be worried because you're in the right place. So, but it's simple. Think about this. Let me show you how simple something can be. Who here's ever been in a relationship way too long? Who knows what I'm talking about? All right. Now, how simple is it to end that relationship? What do you have to do? Let me ask another question. Who here has ever left their house? You got to raise your hand on that one. Okay, so what did you do to leave your house? What'd you do? You opened the door and you left. That's all you have to do to leave a relationship. But it's not simple, is it? It is simple. I tricked you. It's not easy. How hard is it? How hard is it? That's right. So I want you to understand that this process is simple. It's how you relate to it. If you go looking for ways to overcomplicate it, you will find it. If you go looking for ways that it won't work, you will find it. You can poke holes in everything that I do. Sure. Or you can look for what would work and implement it and try it. What you look for, you'll find. If you want this to not work, it won't. If you want this to be the answer, it will be. You decide. Here's the thing. It works for me, and we have lots of clients it works for too. And these are not people who have any superpowers. Trust me, I know them. I'm just kidding. The idea is it's about constant repetition of the fundamentals. And that's the unsexy thing that people don't want to hear. They want the whiz, bang, boom, thingamajigger. I can't tell you how many times I tell people exactly what to do. And they go, yeah, but what else you got? I mean, what else I got? Did you do the one thing I said? Well, no, I want the other thing. And we sort of strategy hop. And what we're going to do here is practice the fundamentals consistently. And I'm going to keep it simple. And you want to know why I'm going to keep it simple? Even though I speak fast, I'm not very smart. I have to have things so simply described to me because it's hard for me to picture things other than very simple pieces. And so luckily, I'm able to take complicated stuff and distill it down into simplicity. Don't recomplicate it for no purpose. Who follows? Does this make sense? Here's the other thing. There's so many ways to learn how to do stuff online that like pick a teacher and then keep the teacher. Okay? If you can master what I teach you, then change it, but not before. So why are you here? You're going to bring your A game. Why? But why are you really here? Is it really about the money for you? I don't think you'd be here if it was just about money. I think you'd be at a different seminar. Why are you really here? Can I make it really simple for you? And this is my guess. I think it's so simple. I think you want more. I think there's something in your life that you want more of. You know that there's more and you're not sure how to get there. Maybe it's financial freedom. Maybe you want more money. And that might be driving you. But financial freedom is different than more money because there are people who have lots of money who are not financially free. And there are people who have no money who are financially free. And I don't think you have to be spiritual and broke or rich and an asshole. I think you can be spiritually wealthy and emotionally wealthy and financially wealthy. I believe you can have it all. But financial freedom is far more than more money because here's the thing. Money only amplifies how you're being. So if you're an asshole, you'll just be an asshole with more money. If you're stressed, you'll be stressed with more money. The emotional states will be the same. We're talking freedom, which is how you relate to it. Also, more time for what matters most. The most precious resource you have is time. Time with loved ones, time with people that you care about, time with your family, time to watch your kids grow up, time to kick your kids out of the house. But the idea is, time is, I think, one of the most valuable resources. Who here feels like you could use more time for what matters most? Let me see if I show of hands. So we can help you get there. And also, more impact on others. You probably feel called to do something greater with your life, and you know that you're not living up to your potential. You know that you can give more, do more, serve more, be more, contribute more, and you're like, how do I get to that thingamajigger? I feel it, but I don't know how to do it. Is that true? Are you in the right room? Yeah. Am I speaking to you?
Yeah.
Amazing. And probably more purpose, meaning more meaning. You have to care. You want to bring something valuable forward. You don't want just to have a widget or a thingamajigger that you sell. You want to be meaningful. You want to contribute to the world. You're probably sick and tired of seeing the suffering in the world. You want to help. You probably want to help more than just one person. You probably want to help more than 2 or 3 or 10 or 15 or 100. You probably want to help a lot more than that. And you want to do it with purpose. You probably see products and services on the market that hurt people and it pisses you off. You probably see people out there who don't care about the environment or don't care about human beings being very loud and obnoxious, and you're sick and tired of it. You probably want to change the world. Am I talking to you?
Yeah.
So about one third of the room. Am I talking to you?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm going to do everything I can to help you get step into possibility and sell you on yourself. Someone has to. How many people are trying to sell you on your limits? And the one guy who's trying to sell you on yourself, oh, that's not possible. What? Come on now. You have so much more potential in you than you even know. I saw this on a recent survey. Someone said, I can see the large ocean, but I feel like I'm standing in a small pond and have no idea how to get to the ocean. Does that resonate with anybody? You want to know the key for stress? Focus on things you can't control and make it really big. And take the things you can control and make them really small. I'm not saying you shouldn't pay attention to what's going on in the world. And whatever you believe politically, I'll celebrate it with you because whatever you've been through to get to that decision point, I would understand that I would probably make the same point and same decision if I was in your place. This is not a political statement. We are distracted. Distraction is killing you. You are Doug. Does anybody know who Doug is? This is you. My owner gave me a pet box, and I can talk to you, and I love you. And squirrel! Who knows what I'm talking about? There is so much distraction today. I'm not saying you shouldn't be informed on world events. But the way to change the world is to stop focusing on things that you can't control and making them big, and start focusing on things you can control and make those big. Like, what does this mean? How can I serve today? How can I help? If you wait for the world to change before you change the world will never fucking change. That's like Superman saying, well, I can't go to Gotham or any of these cities and save people unless there's no criminals. Why do you think you're here? I don't care what you believe it fully. I don't care who you voted for, own it. I don't care what you do. If you're here to help people, do it. Stop letting social media and the news and things you can't control run your life. It's not irresponsible to turn the television off. It's fucking necessary. People are like, I have to watch the news. Why? You know, okay, we just had a 7-day retreat. They didn't have technology, most of them, okay? And I said, here's what's going to happen in the next 7 days. Someone's gonna be accused of sexual assault that will shock you. The president will do something that will probably shock you. That's it. Give up the phone for 7 days. Were you glad you did, guys? Yeah. So it's not about not being informed. By the way, on Facebook today, the news is going to find you. It's about reconnecting what matters most. That's what we've forgotten. In a world that's becoming more and more digital, being human is revolutionary. Being present is revolutionary. Being here in the real world is revolutionary. I know it can be hurtful sometimes, and it can be easy to want to check out, but here's the thing. You have got a bigger game to play than liking something on Facebook and thinking that's progress. Come on. How many friends do you really have? Think about it. And if you feel isolated, it's your job to create that community. For me, I felt like the outsider, so I created my own community. Who follows? Does this make sense?
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world, and I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, we'd very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, we'd very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.